Our next case of the day then is Main Street Properties LLC versus City of Bellevue, I believe. We've moved these cases around a little bit. Adam Bailiff, is that correct? Okay, my apologies to everybody. It is Weber versus Garfield County Board of Commissioners. Mr. Mossman, good morning to you. Now, do we, are we splitting any time on this?
We're not, Mr. Chief Justice.
Okay, you, good morning to you, and you may proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice, Justices, and may it please the court and counsel. Steve Mossman with Jacob Garbison, representing Will and Bernice Weber. We're from Mattson Ricketts Law Firm. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal. Since long before Garfield County had first adopted zoning regulations in 2000, an intensive animal feeding operation was conducted by the Weber family on the property at issue. Unfortunately, a record kept by Garfield County regarding the capacity of that operation was lost over time. Fortunately, and it was lost by county officials at some point. Fortunately, the Garfield County zoning regulations contain a provision expressly dealing with this exact scenario. Section 303.55 of the Garfield County zoning regulations provides that the determination of an intensive animal feeding operations animal unit capacity shall be by written declaration of the one-time capacity of such use to the county in the event of any dispute over the number of animal units. Such determination shall be by actual counting of the number of animal units by the zoning administrator. And we believe that the counting of animal units actually means the capacity and not physically counting, because in a feedlot or hog operation, the numbers fluctuate greatly over time.
Did the trial court agree with you on that?
The trial court, I don't believe, made a finding about whether it was capacity or counting the actual numbers, as I recall the judgment in this case.
Did the trial court make a factual finding with respect to the purpose or goal of that particular regulation?
It did, and we very much disagree with that finding. We believe that this provision is in place in the zoning regulation for this exact scenario. And again, they weren't adopted until 2000, which was sort of late in the game with respect to Nebraska County zoning, that this provision was adopted to deal with situations in which there were existing operations and they had to determine the capacity later on.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding your argument, but is your argument that the earlier capacity was, for example, 7,500 cattle, or what record is missing?
The record shows that when the zoning regulations were adopted, there was capacity set for existing intensive animal feeding use operations that was kept in a file in the zoning administrator's office, and sometime in the midst of trial that, or in the midst of time, that was lost.
What do you think that would have shown?
We think it would have showed that there were significant numbers of cattle that were fed intensively at that operation. We don't up to perhaps 6,000, as I believe Mr. Weber testified in his deposition. But in our argument, whatever that showed is less significant than what happened in the summer and fall of 2000. At 17. So at that time, the Webers were informed by the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, the NDEE, that they were required to build what's called a livestock waste control facility. And there's a provision in Nebraska statute that if you're required to build an LWC, you have to come into compliance, that the county has to grant you a conditional use or special use permit.
Why was that determination made by the department, now energy and
They made that determination based upon the operation of the facility, that it had a potential impact ground or surface water in the state.
Was it based on any size or amount of cattle being raised there?
Anything over 1,000 head, unless there's absolutely no ability to discharge into ground or surface waters in the state, require a livestock waste control facility for an open feedlot to cover that scenario.
So would that catch basin have been required whether the wipers had 1,000 head or 7,000 head?
That's exactly right, under state law, Your Honor. So in August of 2017, the then county zoning administrator, and there were at least two county zoning administrators at issue in this case, sent the Webbers a letter stating in relevant part that after discussing the matter with the county board chairperson, the planning and zoning chairperson, the county consultant, Orville Stair, it was agreed to ask you as the operator to provide the existing capacity limit. That information will become your limit and will be used as a monitoring point from this time forward. So that's the first correspondence from the county on this issue.
Is your declaratory judgment action focused on the legal effect of that November?
Very much so, Your Honor. And so
if it is the zoning administrator or at least the zoning commission a necessary part?
We've sued Garfield County commissioners because they made the final decision that was at issue, and we sued them under this court's holding in In re Ulmer, and we did a declaratory judgment action as well. I believe that we included the county planning commission in it, but in this scenario, Your Honor, the county planning commission in Garfield County and almost all counties in the state is only a recommending body to the county board as to final action on a conditional use permit. But the zoning administrator made the decision on behalf of the county, and they went out and had some discussions about what to set the capacity limit. And involved in those discussions were a gentleman by the name of Orville Stair. Mr. Stair unfortunately passed away during the course of this litigation, but he drafted the Garfield County zoning regulations. He continued on as a retained consultant for the county, and he had over 30 years experience in zoning. He made a visit to the Weber site on October 12, 2017 with the zoning administrator at that time, a young woman by the name of Callie Sweat, and they wrote a letter after that visit, November 7, 2017. It said, after our meeting with Orville Stair, we agreed to a one-time capacity of the cattle in the existing feedlot. This would be a class 4 intensive animal use according to the county zoning regulations. And we believe—
Council, I'm not sure if you did answer it, I'm not sure I understood your answer to Justice Stacy's question about necessary parties. Could you put that in perhaps a more succinct way as to what your answer was?
Our answer is that it hasn't been raised by anybody up to this point, but I believe we had the county planning commission and the county board and the county as parties, and we believe all the decisions were made by those bodies acting together.
And I think the question had to do with the zoning administrator. So you agree that the zoning administrator's not a party, but your position is doesn't need to be
correct.
All right.
We believe that this is an order requirement decision or determination under the zoning regulations, and the zoning regulations under section 802.02, as is required by state law, provide that any decision that the zoning administrator makes can be appealed to the county board of adjustment. In addition to the November 7, 2017 letter, we've got a memo that Mr. Stair addressed to the planning commission and the county board that states the existing use qualifies as an intensive animal feeding use. We believe that the district court failed to recognize the legal import of these admissions by the county, and that was an error in this case, and that county zoning officials' interpretation of their zoning regulations should be entitled to deference in this case. And again, from August through November, and the memo from Mr. Stair is undated, but all of those were consistent that this was an intensive animal feeding use.
Does the county, Garfield County, have a separate board of adjustment?
It does, and it's required by state statute. The state statute requires that board be made of 5 members, one of which is also a member of the planning commission. And we think that it's important in this case that the chair of the planning commission, whose brother was on the county board, was recused during the course of this proceeding, but he was unhappy with this determination of November 7, 2017, and didn't ever appeal. None of the neighbors ever appealed to the Board of Adjustment. We believe that that makes the finding of the zoning administrator conclusive and binding upon the county. Because again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Council, I didn't mean to.
I'd love to answer your question, Justice Stacy.
You've characterized the November 7th letter as a determination. As I read the language there, it sounded like it was reciting some sort of an agreement that the parties had reached. How is it not? How do you get to determination from the language in the letter?
And I don't know that is a distinction, but I think it's clear that there's a provision of the zoning regulations that sets out what authority the zoning administrator has. And again, we believe that it's explicit under 303.55 that if there's a dispute over capacity and, you know, that it says first, the facility sends, you know, proposes a number. And then in this case, that was proposed by their consultant, the consultant for the county, the zoning administrator met on site. And then that was the number that came out of it. So we believe that.
It was a negotiated number?
It was a number that was based upon the scenario that the zoning administrator and the zoning consultant viewed on the site in October when they were there. I see that I'm out of time. Are there any more questions before opposing counsel makes her argument? We'd ask that the district court's decision on this point of capacity be reversed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Johnson, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court and counsel, Mr. Chief Justice. My name is Brandy Johnson, and I represent the Appalese Garfield County and its board. There are numerous families in proximity to the Weber operation that would be significantly impacted and harmed if this court were to overturn the district court order to allow 7,400 cattle to be crammed onto this property for intensive feeding, more than ever existed there historically. The Webers are clinging to a letter that reflects a mere misunderstanding of the county early on about the nature of this operation and asking this court to give it forever legal binding effect because they're aware that the operation does not comply with the county zoning regulations. And if this court were to instead affirm the order of the district court, it would merely allow the county to enforce its regulations based on the accurate information that it now has.
I beg your pardon. Is your position that it's improper for the Webers to rely on that letter in conducting their business?
Correct, Your Honor. It would not be justified for the Webers to rely on that letter because they knew that shortly thereafter, the county took the position that the 7,400 capacity number was not correct. There was additional information that came to light in the subsequent, almost immediately thereafter, public meetings, including Exhibit 55 that showed the year-to-year photographs of how the property had been used, including the DEQ inspection that was conducted in 2017. That's in Exhibit 74, showing that the capacity was 1,100 cattle on 26 acres. That was actually carried forward into the Weber's 2018 permit application, where they used that same number. That's in Exhibit 21 at page 7, where they used that 1,100 number as the capacity. And then the permit also in Exhibit 20, page 3, reflects that same 1,100 number.
I'm trying to explore the legal question of their reliance.
Mm-hmm. The Webers were aware that the county came into additional later acquired information after the fact, and they wouldn't be justified to rely on the number that was mistaken and that was based on inadvertence earlier, and the Webers themselves challenged in litigation the legal effect of that letter shortly after the letter was issued. By April of 2018, they had filed litigation to determine whether that was the correct number. So at that point, it's in dispute. I don't think it's justified to rely on it past that point.
About this litigation or some other
litigation? This litigation was filed in April of 2018.
What do your clients characterize that letter as being? And what does it mean in terms of its legal significance of that?
It's a mere letter. I think it's important, as Justice Stacy was starting to inquire about, to look at what it says and what it doesn't say. What that letter says is that it is an agreement, essentially an acquiescence to not take enforcement action based on particular information that they thought they had at the time. What it doesn't say is it doesn't contain any interpretation of the regulations. It doesn't contain any reference to an inspection of the property. And in fact, Kelly Sweat denied in her deposition testimony that there was any inspection or counting of animals on the property. Correct.
The consultant.
Correct.
And visually inspected the property. And
well,
she agrees to 7,400 head. Where's the error?
Well, Your Honor, she testified she was a new zoning administrator. She discussed that they went to the property. The intention was to inspect, but I mean, county officials, like anyone else, are not infallible. I think what occurred and what they testified to, both Orville and Callie Sweat, is that they went to the property. They stood in one spot. They spoke to the Webbers. They didn't do any evaluation, counting, or inspection.
They had the opportunity to, and they didn't do it. They chose not to for some reason. Is that the Webber's fault or is that the county's fault?
Well, it is.
And does that matter?
I don't think it matters. It was what occurred is what occurred, and there was no inspection, and this letter was written, but soon thereafter the new information came to light. The letter does not say that that the operation is in compliance with the zoning regulations. It doesn't state that it's a certificate of compliance. It doesn't state that the use is legal non-conforming. I think it's pretty clear from all of the evidence that these folks were all trying to come up with a solution that would work. But as
a parent's zoning enforcement proceeding or what?
Excuse me?
As a parent's, to avoid a future zoning enforcement proceeding, is that what we agreement was all about?
I think the goal was to not have to take enforcement action, but as the district court pointed out, the county should have followed its regulations, and that's essentially what we're asking the court to allow it to do today, is to do the work to enforce its regulations based on the information that came about very shortly after this letter was written.
Have any enforcement proceedings been initiated?
No, with this litigation pending, everything has been in the air and there's a lot of uncertainty there. And so we are waiting for this litigation to be resolved so that we know whether we can proceed to follow the roadmap that the district court laid out to take enforcement action, or whether we're going to be bound by this letter that was based on an inadvertence and mistake.
Does the record tell us that the Webbers relied on this letter? Have they actually expanded the operations already?
To the best of my, I don't know that the record reflects what the current operational numbers are. I don't think that anything, any expansion has been done in reliance on this. The permit was applied for. Honestly, I don't think the record reflects, and I personally don't know what has occurred. Although I think that if the operation had been expanded, the county would be inclined to have contacted me and considered enforcement action, although we have been trying to maintain the status quo during the course of the litigation.
How many head of cattle were on the property during the inspection?
Well, the cattle weren't counted and there was no inspection, according to
county. There's a big difference between 1,000 and 7,400.
There is, but well, the DEQ exhibits do show that 1,100 was the number based on its 2017 inspection for capacity. That's in Exhibit 74.
Right, but when the zoning administrator went to the property and physically saw the property, do we have any idea how many cattle were on the property at that time?
No, I don't believe we know. But the
between the DEQ inspection and the one that led up to November 7th letter.
Very close in time. I believe they were both October of 2017. So I think the DEQ is a reasonable number for what was the capacity determined by that agency at that time. The facility is located north of Burwell, to my understanding. It is in proximity to a number of neighboring properties in fairly close proximity. I apologize, Your Honor. I'm not certain off the top of my head how many miles. I believe it's relatively close. My recollection of the testimony is that it just took a very short time, like 5 minutes, to get there from town when they went out in October of 2017. I do want to just note with respect to provision 303.55 that was mentioned in the appellant's argument, county's position is that there's actually only two methods for determining capacity laid out in that provision. It's either what the DEQ permit states if the permit is required, and that's what the provision states is that the DEQ permit is required. It's what's stated on permit, and only if a DEQ permit is not required is the owner allowed to declare a capacity. So that wasn't even an option here because it's undisputed that the DEQ permit was required here. And so that's that third sentence related to the zoning administrator's role does relate to counting animals, which again was not done here. And as the district court found, that relates to determining in the whether the capacity has been exceeded in the event of a dispute about that. And it doesn't, the appellant argued that that refers to counting capacity, but if the court looks at the 2006 regulation provision in comparison to the 2015 regulation provision, the word capacity is actually removed. So it's clear that in the 2015 regulations, that sentence refers to counting cattle in the event of a dispute. In other words, if there's some notion that the capacity has been exceeded, then the zoning administrator counts cattle. That's what makes sense, and that's what the district court found. One last thing, if the court is inclined to consider whether this is a legal non-conforming use, that is something that was not passed on by the district court, but I think something that's been argued on appeal. I would point out that the critical evidence there is that this operation was discontinued for a period of 36 months or more. The district court made a factual finding in the record that the operation was discontinued from 2013 to 2015. The Webbers haven't disputed that finding on appeal, and it is critical because their argument is that it had to be an intentional discontinuance. That's not what the regulation says in section 707, paragraph 6. We ask that the county be allowed to enforce its regulations based on what it now knows, and that the district court order be affirmed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal. Council, that concludes arguments of Weber versus Garfield County.